Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Our special guest tonight, Robert Kerbeck, back with us. His latest work is called Ruse. He's an actor and award-winning writer. His essays and short stories have been adapted to film and theater. Malibu Burning, his first book, that's when he was with me back about 2.5 years ago. Inspired by real-life events, he wrote about the opt for the Los Angeles Times. Robert starred in the film Reconnected, based on one of his own short stories, and he's a 3-time nominee for the Pushcart Prize, which is a national literary award, and a lifetime member of the Actors Studio. His newest memoir, Ruse, Lying the American Dream from Hollywood to Wall Street, is a thrilling book and a look into the world of corporate espionage and his career, get this, as a secret spy. Robert, welcome back.
Hi, George. Thanks for having me again.
I did not know you were a corporate spy when we last talked. What the heck is that?
Well, if I told you, I would have had to take you out back and shoot you, and I like you too much to do that.
Thanks. Well, what is a corporate spy?
Yeah, so, I was a young guy, and I wanted to be an actor. My family was in the car business. My great-grandfather sold horse carriages before automobiles were invented. He switched over to selling cars. My grandfather took over the dealership. My father took over the dealership, and I was supposed to take over the dealership. And when I graduated college, I worked there briefly, but the kind of trickery of car sales just didn't feel right to me. Wanted to be an actor. Moved to New York. Of course, I needed a survival job, and my buddy had this job that was very mysterious, and he kind of wouldn't tell me about it. But I pressed him to get me an interview because I was desperate for money. And so he got me this interview, and I go to the Upper East Side of Manhattan, and there's this doorman building, and I take this elevator up to the penthouse, and this woman opens the door, and it's a penthouse apartment. It's gorgeous. It's fantastic. It looks like a decorator designed it. So right away, I knew whatever she did, it was lucrative. And so I have this very strange interview where she never asks me a question about my skills. I had a resume. She never looked at my resume. And after a while, she sent me on my way. She basically just asked about my relationship with my father and how he felt about me not taking over the business.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange. And I go my merry way. I don't think I've gotten the job. And then next day, my buddy calls and he says, "You're hired." And I felt pretty proud of myself for about 2 seconds. And he said, "Don't worry about it. She hires everyone, because no one can do this job." And the next day I went and started training, and I began to see what we were doing was corporate spying.
Now, what is corporate spying?
So basically, corporate spying is anything that a corporation wants to know about their competitors, right? You think about football. If you could get the playbook on your opponent, you know, 2 days before the big game, you think about how valuable that would be. So every project we did was bespoke, was custom. And the client would basically say, this is what I want to know. These are the things I'm interested in finding out. So a lot of times we would always start with the organization, right? Who were the people working at a firm, what they did, what their titles were, how much money they made, what their rankings were. And something that, you know, many of your listeners probably don't know is almost every corporation in America actually has internal metrics that they rank their employees using. And so we would determine these metrics so that we could tell our client who the top people were at their rivals, right? We would find out expansion plans. We would find out deals that were going down. We would find out secret strategies. Oftentimes, of course, we would stumble upon salacious information, who was drinking too much, who was having an affair. Again, it was anything and everything that we could find out so that our clients could utilize that to increase their bottom line.
Now, is it unethical or is it smart business?
Yes, I think the answer to that is yes. And, and that's, I think, the thing that I always tell people when I do interviews is that I'm not proud of what I did, but it is a heck of a good story. And I'm able to tell it now only because the statute of limitations for whatever crimes I potentially committed has now passed, and that's the reason I could write the book.
Amazing. What kind of things did you uncover?
Well, you know, I think the big thing that you know, again, people don't realize is, you know, we all know the Russians spy on the Chinese and the Chinese spy on us. But what most people don't know is that major American and international corporations are spending, forget about millions of dollars, forget about tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars, and on occasion, billions of dollars to spy on each other, right? So Steve Jobs, the legendary CEO of Apple, he was, vehement about security.
Yep.
And he wouldn't even allow his designers to be listed in the corporate directory because he was afraid. Imagine if you could figure out who the designer was of the original iPad in the very early days. Imagine if you could find out who that individual was and then steal that individual to your firm. You know, that would, as you could imagine, that would have been worth tens of billions of dollars. And so that's the type of intelligence that our clients were looking for.
The holidays have arrived early this year. Why wait until fall when you can get Black Friday prices now during Blinds.com's annual Spring Black Friday sale? Blinds.com's the better way to get custom window treatments totally online. No waiting around all day for salespeople to show up or dealing with inflated showroom prices. Upgrading your window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters, motorized options. We have your patio covered for spring too. And Blinds.com's free design experts will help you find the perfect window treatments for your home. We'll even send free samples. You can even get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Plus, free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now for the best deals of the season. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
How did you get the information that you went after? And what kind of information did you look for?
Yeah, so, you know, basically what we would do is we would create characters, we would create ruses, hence the title of my book.
Mm-hmm.
We would create stories that would convince people on the other end of the phone, because most of this stuff was via the phone, that would convince people to tell us things that they definitely should not. Right. One of the things in corporate America, people are trained to be a good teammate, right? And the importance of corporate culture. Well, we would use that to our advantage, and we would impersonate executives that were with a firm. They were off-site. There was some sort of emergency. They were meeting with the U.S. regulators. They were at a board meeting. Whatever the story we would do the research on that seemed to be that would make the most sense. We would, you know, basically set up this elaborate ruse, and that people would, you know, sometimes I would be impersonating the CEO of a firm or the COO of a firm. I'd heard them on television. Obviously, I was a former actor, so I would mimic their voice, and, you know, people would, you know, answer the phone and go, oh, my God, you know, I can't believe I'm talking to the CEO of this company. And, of course, in my head, I would say, you're not. But imagine if you believe you have someone like, you know, Elon Musk on the other end of the line, what are you not going to tell that individual?
Exactly. How easy was it, Robert, to get your foot in a corporate door?
Very difficult. Very difficult. I mean, in all the years I did this job, I mean, obviously I wouldn't be a very good spy if I was running around telling people I was a spy. But, you know, there was an inner circle of family and friends that knew what I did. And, of course, you know, every one of them loved the idea of a you know, of a job that you could do from home. I mean, obviously, you know, COVID kind of changed that equation. But, you know, before COVID, you know, not many people were able to have a job that they could set their own hours and work from home. And so everybody wanted to kind of try this job. And I'm here to tell you that nobody could do it. In all of the years that I did the job, I was able to train one person to do the job. That's how hard it is.
Did your acting career help you?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, we would do accents. Like I said, we would mimic people's voices. You know, we were very good. Obviously, you have to be able to think on your feet because somebody's going to be questioning you about why you need this information. What is the information? Boy, I'm not supposed to tell you this information. This is really valuable information. I could get in trouble for telling you this information. And so we had to do a lot of improvisation to convince people that it was okay for them to reveal these corporate secrets to us.
Did you do much computer hacking?
You know, it's funny. You know, Frank Abagnale, who wrote Catch Me If You Can, has been a really great and kind supporter of the book, and he gave me a blurb for the book, and he talks about...
He's on the cover, as a matter of fact.
Yes. He's a wonderful guy, great guy, and he, you know, as you know, he did all these scams when he was a young guy, and then he switched and began working with the FBI to prevent the exact same type of scams that he perpetrated, right? And so he constantly drills in at all the speeches he does, and even, you know, even in some of my interactions with him, that the weakest link in cybersecurity is always the human being.
Yeah.
And so what we would do is we would not hack using the computer, we would hack the human being and get them to access the computers for us.
And then just pass on the information.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is it illegal doing what you did?
You know, that's a great question. I mean, it's certainly, you know, in the dark gray. You know, I was lucky. I never was arrested, but there was a moment in time where a laundry list of authorities thought that I was the most famous hacker in the world. And that was, you know, I'm here to tell you, pretty frightening. I was just an actor with the gift of gab. and they thought this hacker was trying to shut down the internet. And they thought that I was this individual. So that was pretty scary. And that individual ended up going to jail, being arrested as a domestic terrorist and spending, I forget exactly how long in prison, 4 or 5 years. You know, I always felt like it was in the dark gray, but the legal threat certainly was real.
Former CIA member Valerie Plame is quoted in your book.
Yeah, you know, Valerie Plame and I, you know, Valerie was the CIA agent that was outed by the U.S. government, and to my knowledge, I think she's the only CIA agent ever outed by their own government. And Valerie and I actually went to high school together, which is pretty crazy. The two spies graduated from the same small high school. Somebody once asked me, did they have like lying classes? Was there spy craft instead of home ec or, you know, wood shop? But yeah, Valerie and I have done a couple of events together. We're doing a book festival this summer in Vermont, Bookstock. If you happen to be in the neighborhood of Woodstock, Vermont this summer, beautiful little town. And we're going to do an event together talking about the intersection of political spying and corporate spying and what happens when those two worlds collide.
And is it ongoing? If we really knew, Robert, what was going on, I mean, is it rampant?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, I'm here to tell you corporate spying is done every single day, you know, and I can't say by every single major corporation, but I'm going to say every single major corporation. And I mean, I'm here to tell you that I personally presented my, you know, let's call it extracted data to two individuals who today are the CEOs of some of the largest publicly traded companies in the world.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Hey, it's Andy, Mike, and Jason of the Fantasy Footballers Podcast here, and we're inviting you to join us live on NFL Plus following the first round of the NFL draft. Look, fantasy football, let's be honest, gentlemen, it kind of rules the world.
That's right, and we will be live with in-the-moment fantasy football reactions to all the first-round selections and all the craziest surprises. We never can predict what's going to happen on that first day of the NFL draft.
Lots of elite talent at the skill positions that will have a big impact on fantasy football this year. Are we going to get three wide receivers in the top 10? Are we going to break the record for the most wide receivers in the first round? Is there going to be a running back? I don't know.
And there's a lot of teams like the Chiefs, the Bills. We're really excited about their quarterback. Do they add a wide receiver? What are some of those best landing spots?
The Fantasy Footballers Draft Special will air exclusively on NFL Plus on Thursday, April 25th, following the conclusion of the first round of the draft. Go to plus.nfl.com to sign up today. Terms and conditions apply.